It is Tuesday, May 15th, 2012. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. The June Arts Festival in Bentonville is May 31st to June 30th. The June Festival includes public art installations, visual art shows, gallery walks, live music, culinary events, theater performances, hands-on kids art programs, and more. Information is available at downtownbentonville.org or 254-0254.
In a few minutes on Ozark, Senator Mark Pryor on the future of the A-10 aircrafts at the 188th Fighter Wing in Fort Smith, and John Brummett talks to Roby Brock of TalkBusiness.net about Arkansas and same-sex marriage.
Also ahead, a preview of one of the four plays in progress that will be featured at this weekend's New Play Festival in Fayetteville. And our birdman Joe Neal lets us listen in on some tree swallows east of Rogers.
First, the May primary for the 2012 election isn't even over yet, but Arkansas's 2014 election took an unexpected turn yesterday. Arkansas's retiring 4th District Congressman Mike Ross says he will not seek the Democratic nomination for governor in 2014. The longtime congressman had been expected to be a top challenger for his party's nomination to replace a term-limited Governor Mike Beebe. Roby Brock with TalkBusiness.net says that the announcement came as a surprise since Congressman Ross was considered one of the heavyweights in the race.
He and Dustin McDaniel were kind of the two 800-pound gorillas in the room in that primary. So his exit makes Dustin McDaniel, the state's attorney general, really the de facto presumptive front runner at this point. But I do think you'll see other folks get in this race now.
Congressman Ross says he will instead take a top-level job with Little Rock-based Southwest Power Pool.
The collective of artists, commonly known as the Fayetteville Underground, will be in a new downtown location soon. Yesterday, the Fayetteville Advertising and Promotions Commission awarded the group $55,000 to help the artists move into space at the corner of Mountain and Block Streets. Hank Kaminsky, a sculptor and member of the group's steering committee, says the A&P's decision indicates that the commission realizes the economic importance of the arts.
And the fact that we were so successful with First Thursday and that people really noticed that we weren't there when we left, A&P, is thinking in the right direction. You know, one of the foundational clauses in their mandate is that their support for the arts, and it's not just advertising and promotion. It's also the arts are a significant factor.
The group of artists had been seeking a new space since losing a lease at their old location at East Square Plaza on the Fayetteville Square. The A&P Commission yesterday handed out more than $159,000 to 18 different groups. The $55,000 for the Fayetteville Underground was the highest amount awarded.
Northwest Arkansas Community College is working with a new logo. The school revealed the new design and a new tagline last night during a Board of Trustees meeting. The new emblem features a tree inside two circles, and the tagline, Maximize Potential, Exceed Expectations. Stephen Hines, the Executive Director of Public Relations and Marketing at NWACC, says the new logo was created as a team effort.
There were focus groups that were formed. There was a presentation to a graphics design class. Out of that, there were a number of possible logos and taglines that were given to us. We narrowed those down to two. And at that point, we did a survey not only with all of the various stakeholders who had been part of the focus groups, but then we opened it up to the entire campus, to all students, faculty, and staff.
Gas prices in Arkansas are dropping. The average gallon of gas has fallen nearly 30 cents in the past month to $3.46. Mike Wright, a spokesman for the AAA Auto Club, says there are many reasons for the decrease in price, including less tension in the Middle East.
There's a lot of the tensions associated with what's going on in the Middle East that has been moderated in recent weeks, and I think that is one of the major factors that we're seeing causing the price of crude to go down and consequently the price of gasoline to go down as well.
Mike Wright says even though gasoline is in higher demand in the summer, there's no guarantee prices will go back up.
Tanya Sharp, the principal at Elm Tree Elementary School in Bentonville, has been named an Arkansas Master Principal. She is now one of only 21 principals in the state of Arkansas to receive the award. It was presented yesterday by the State Board of Education. There were only four principals in the state chosen for the distinction for the 2011-2012 year. Bentonville Public Schools recently named Tanya Sharp as the new Director of Special Services. She'll begin her new administrative position on July 1st.
The Arkansas Razorback baseball team will try to break a slump tonight in North Little Rock when the team meets Louisiana Tech at Dickey Stevens Park. The Razorbacks have fallen to under 500 in SEC play and will return to conference play for three games at Tennessee beginning Thursday. The Razorbacks will then play in the SEC Conference Tournament in Hoover, Alabama next week.